know when I'm good to go.
You are good to go, sir.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Ari Alex. Welcome to Franklin Township Board of Trustees special meeting on October 2nd, 2020. It is 2 p.m. We'll start off by asking for a roll call, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'd like to make a motion to suspend the Pledge of Allegiance in any past minute. Can I have a second?
I'll second that.
All right, there's a motion and a second. Hearing no further discussion, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, well, thank you everyone for joining. What we're here to discuss today is a public hearing regarding possible membership by Franklin Township to Waco Consortium 2 for the purpose of having a common refuse hauler within the township. I know we had both Joe Durham and Waco representatives on a previous meeting, which Ralph was excused from, and we had a conversation at another public meeting about this, and we decided that we thought it would be important, one, to ask for comments from residents, which we've had a few submitted to us, and just to continue having a further discussion. I know that at the last meeting that Joe was at, he really had hoped we had gotten this done in September, which is why we're a little bit behind that, but we're not too far off. It's only October 2nd today. So with that, I know that I think that Joe is on. I don't know if it would be helpful just to kind of give a quick rundown again to update any of the participants, and then Ralph, who missed the previous meeting. Mark, do we have Joe on here again?
Not see Joe, but I believe Mary Long from Swaybo
is on. Okay. Mary, is that something you can just give us a quick kind of recap on?
Yeah, so Local Waste was the low bidder at $19.39. That would start January 1st of 2021 and be a five-year term for your solid waste, your recycling, and your yard waste pickup.
Great. And do you have the numbers for the Rumpke, which is the other bidder, too?
I can pull those up in just a second. Just stand by.
Okay. While Mary's doing that, I actually got my current local waste bill in the over email today, and I know there was some discussion about that previously, and John, you had asked me, and I didn't have it readily available, but I do today. My quarterly amount is $73.92, which I believe is substantially more than both of the current quarterly bids that we have, and I don't have anything unusual here, so I just wanted to flag that for folks as well while Mary's looking up the Rumpke number.
I do want to say something about if the hauler bills for the service, they charge $1.60 a quarter, a local does, for that, the actual billing.
And interject also. This is Lauren DeGarizia. I'm another attorney with Eastman and Smith. Still wasn't able to jump on today, so I am here. And if Mary, if you're still rifling through those numbers, I do have it right here. It looks like Rumpke's bid was $20.47 per household.
Thanks, Lauren. That was helpful.
Sure.
So the folks know that the Rumpke bid would still be less than the current local waste bid, or like local waste contracts that folks have, like myself and the township, by a bit, so that these would save some money. I know that there were some questions on that. But with that, Mark, I'm going to hand it over to you to go over some of the questions that have been asked, and either us or The two folks representing the SWACO consortium can help answer as well. So, Mark, do you want to go through? Oh, go ahead.
I did have one interjection. Sure. I don't think Lauren said it, but if the quarterly bill is done by the hauler for Rumpke, I believe it's $2.55 per quarter. So overall, local was the lower bidder, just to clarify.
Gotcha. Thank you.
You're welcome.
With that, Mark, do you want to kind of go through and offer some of the comments and questions that came through and see how we can just answer a few of those?
Yeah, we got a few questions and comments from our Facebook page. A gentleman named John Spencer said, how much is this going to raise trash removal, and will seniors still get a discount?
So my understanding is that if folks are currently on local waste now, that this would actually, either if we went with local waste or with Rumpke, this would reduce the current bill that folks have, and that there is a senior discount. But if I could just, it'd be great if we could have some confirmation on that as well.
Yeah, it's either 10% or $1.50, whichever is more.
For the senior discount, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. What are the other questions that came through, Mark?
Okay. Next question was from Facebook, was from Marian Youngman. She says, I have several questions. One, are we being forced to stay with local? Number two, why? They are not very good at picking up trash. Been here over 40 years. They broke our trash can every week, and we need to sweep up trash and glass they dump on the street. Number three, we pay by the year. When would this new rule take effect? Number four, do seniors still get a discount?
So obviously we've answered the seniors' question here. Yes, there is a discount. The first part of the question, I think it would be up to the board if we went with local waste or with Rumpke. That's my understanding. I don't know if anyone else has any comments or follow up on that.
Oh, there's gonna be one.
Okay. There was also emails that was sent out to myself and the trustees. One from, and they were both from Tim Chaney. It says, I'm writing this letter to address your signing a 5-year contract for a trash pickup in our township. As you know, in the past, we've had local waste as our trash service provider with a signed 5-year contract. The company gave poor service and poor customer service relations to many within the township. Some within the township discontinued service with them after the contract expired still, but continued having problems. And finally, a lot went to other companies and left on bad terms. The problems, both when there was a contract and not, was that they would not empty the entire trash can, leaving trash in it, or not even pick up the person's trash at all. They would break glass and throw trash on the roadways, and they just slung it all over. They would leave trash cans in the roadway when it was not a windy day for vehicles to have to go around. They told people that they had to have their trash on the edge of the road, and or they couldn't pick it up. This was a safety issue, in my opinion, because it's hard enough to get two vehicles through, yet they sometimes came just after 6 a.m. or while kids were trying to stand for school buses and a trash truck coming through. Sometimes when they pick up the recycling, there is only one driver, so he jumps out and lets the truck continue on with no one behind the wheel. Trustee Alex has seen this for himself. So when people would call and complain, their customer service acted as if the customer's fault. Even said they would put the trash out after they had picked it up. You would have to argue with them, and they would always say, we will come out Monday. I myself have talked to both Trustee Horn and Alex in the past, and both agreed that the service was not good. Trustee Alex could not get cooperation from their customer service when he tried. it may have a, it may save a couple of dollars, but not worth the hassle and hardship it brings to spend a few more dollars and get excellent service elsewhere. So I'm asking each of you, the trustees, how can you justify putting us back into this situation? I'm requesting on behalf of myself and others within Franklin Township that this contract is not signed for the above issues. I am requesting that this letter be read today at your meeting to become public record, that each of you are aware and have been aware of the previous problems with local waste, and each to be held accountable for any new contract, any such new contract with a company who failed in the past. I thank you in advance for your time and consideration on this matter in hopes of each of you making the correct decision. That was the first letter Mr. Cheney sent over. He sent over a follow-up. After that, he said, gentlemen, I was under the understanding that the company was local waste. However, even though it's not, we are still vulnerable to the same type of service as before, because once you sign a five-year contract, you cannot get out of it. Like most long-term contracts of 5 years, the first 6 months are good, and the last year they want to renew. However, those years in between are subject to bad service, which then we, the people, would be contacting the trustees with complaints to be dealt with. Why would you want to subject yourselves to this instead of being able to take the time and use it on something else more important to the township? If people don't have a contract and poor service, they can change companies, but if they are forced by a contract, they are stuck. I do not think it is fair to dictate to an individual who they have to have rather good or bad where there is nothing they can do about it. If for some reason a person is not abiding having a trash service, then deal with that individual, not make everyone else suffer because of it. Once again, I'm asking for a no vote, for a contractual agreement and allow the people to continue with their own companies. That was Mr. Cheney's second letter. And then I received a phone call yesterday from a gentleman named Dwayne Bowers on Randsburg. And in the phone call, he communicated to me that he wanted it to be known that he had had problems with his personal trash cans being crushed by local waste and having problems getting replacements from them. And he was generally against local waste, and he asked me to add that to the record. That's all I have, I believe. There have been other calls before this meeting that we've received from individuals, either in regards to problems they've had with local waste or in general not wanting to be tied down to one caller, as they put it. So, and that's the only things I have received. I will check Facebook one more time. Give me one second.
And then, Mark, before we open it up for discussion amongst the trustees, let's see if there's any comments from anyone that has joined the Zoom as well.
Is there anyone in the audience with any comments?
Hi, this is Janet Ward. I'm not sure if you can hear me or not.
Okay. Yes, go ahead. You have 3 minutes.
Okay, thanks. I have a couple of questions. First one is, what about the non-payment issue? How's that going to be handled? Second, if whoever we go to, do we have to purchase or rent their trash cans? And what about yard waste? I thought our yard waste was still being picked up by our road crew. And then what would be the process to set up for senior discount? And as far as the servers, I don't care. Local's been fine with me for the last couple of years. So I don't know where all these other complaints are coming, but from my street, I'm fine. Thank you.
Thanks, Janet. Good to hear from you. I will hand that over to Mary, or I'm sorry, I forgot the attorney's name from Joe's office. If one of you could help answer some of those questions, it would be greatly appreciated.
This is Lauren, Speaker Risa from Eastman and Smith. So I heard a couple different questions. One involves the yard waste. That is covered under the contract. So you can utilize the contractor for collection of yard waste under this contract. Let me see what else. I think the last question, she didn't report any complaints about service. But I will let you know, and this is certainly not to disregard those comments about service that this person previously gave, but just to provide this information for consideration from the trustees. There are terms under the contract that we included in the bid package that allow for termination of the contract if there is a breach of terms, and one of those material breaches include 20 consecutive complaints from residents in any given month. So there are some terms in the contract to provide some relief if you are, if you do decide to go with one of these callers, and there are service issues. So just to provide that for your consideration. And I'm sorry, what was, I heard another question from her.
Yeah, I think the other question was, how would payment, like, how would someone go about signing up for the senior discount?
No, I'm sorry, Ari. The first question was, in the past, we've had issues with non-payers within the township. I know that was a big issue when this all, you know, stopped and started and whatever.
Yeah.
And I know the township had to fork out a lot of money for this. Are we, as township loyal customer and paid our bills, are we going to absorb those costs again with the township having to do that?
Gotcha.
I'm sorry if it didn't come across correctly, but that's where my question is asking, because I don't think it's fair to me as a taxpayer to have to pay somebody else's bill because they don't want to pay it if they have the renters or whatever. I don't know all the stuff behind it, but it's not fair to me to have to pay that bill out of my money that I'm paying in taxes. Thank
No, thank you. Lauren, is that something that you can address? I know Mark might have some information on that as well.
You know, I'm not familiar with the history of that in the township paying any delinquent bills. I mean, I will say under the contract, the hauler, well, the township can bill the residents for these services, but it also allows the hauler to do the collection as well. Yeah, I'm not familiar with the payment out of taxpayer dollars, but so maybe Mark will have more relevant.
Yeah, Mark, can you walk through what would be set up through here and how this would not be a burden for the township?
Well, my understanding, and anyone from SWACO, feel free to correct me if I'm not explaining this right or if I'm off a little bit, but my understanding was that this would be, if there's non-compliance, the health department would reach out and try to do the compliance on this. And if you have non-compliance where there's non-payment, it can eventually be a special assessment on your tax bill to the property owner. That was my understanding in early discussions to how there would be collection on this, but please correct me if I'm wrong on that.
This is Mary from SWACO. I believe that at the last meeting, that was what Joe had brought up to you as a possible solution for that.
So right now, like the way special assessments work, for example, if someone is not mowing their yard, the township can go out and mow it, and then they will send that over to the county auditor's office, and it's placed upon your tax bill for that parcel.
Yeah, we don't do that either.
So that was my understanding that would be one remedy to collect on non-payment for certain parcels that would be assessed.
Great, thank you. That was my understanding as well.
Mark?
Yes, sir.
Mike Blevins, can I ask a quick question? It won't take 3 minutes.
Oh yeah, no problem.
I don't want local waste, but I don't expect they'll do, they've heard enough from the residents and everything. They know what local waste service is. One of your employees that's in that office today was verbally assaulted by one of local waste drivers in front of my house. What I would like to see have happen, whoever you go with, could the board see if they can get a point person, someone that we can call you guys, or we can call you, and then you can call the point person, not this shuffle the buffalo thing that goes on And those ladies, when I have called in the past at that office, are very nice, but then you hear nothing after that. So there's my comment. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for that comment. I have also had that experience calling local waste a couple of times. So I definitely hear you on that. Are there any other questions or comments from the audience before we open it up for discussion amongst the board?
Chairman.
Hi, this is Janet again. One of my questions was not answered.
Oh, go ahead.
I said, do we have to have their trash cans? I mean, I know that I don't personally rent or own or whatever, buy one of their trash cans. Whenever we go into, whether it's Rumpke or Local Waste, do I have to now purchase and or rent that trash can?
Sure.
Because that would obviously up my bill.
Janet.
Mary or Lauren, is that... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Mary from Swaco. Janet, you do not have to rent their trash can. It is not part of the contract. You can rent them if you want to.
Thank you.
Chairman.
Are there any other questions or comments from the audience?
Chairman.
Yes.
This is Robin.
Go ahead.
May I make a comment as a resident?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to piggyback off of Mr. Blevins because I was the one that was verbally assaulted by a driver. And it wasn't a gentle, oh, you know, I can kind of blow it off. It was, get the F out of my way. You parked in my spot. You know, it was, you F and B. You know, it was very abusive. It was very uncalled for. I called local waste. I talked to somebody. Unbeknown to that driver, I'm a customer too. You know, so... He had no idea who I was, where I lived, and so not only did he offend multiple people where Mr. Blevins and his residence, because we made sure everybody knew, but in my neighborhood as well, because no customer that pays a bill to this company should be verbally abused with that type of language, and that man would not give me his name. He called me every name under the sun besides my own name, and so I feel customers need to know that if you have to have an interaction with one of those drivers, you're going to be verbally abused. So, thank you, sir.
Thank you, and I'm sorry that you had to deal with that. That's definitely unacceptable from anyone. Mark, any other questions, comments?
This is Marianne Youngman. I have a question or a comment.
Go ahead.
Okay, I was going to a funeral one day, and I asked them to move, and you know what they told me? I should have left earlier. I did not know they were down on Randsburg. I live on a side street. And I was headed to a funeral of a very dear friend, and that's why he said, well, you should have left earlier. They're very rude. I just thought I'd let you know that.
Thank you for that comment. And I'm also apologizing to you that's the experience you had. That is also unacceptable.
Might I have a quick question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do we have to choose Local Waste or Rumpke, or we can just vote, no, we're not, we're just staying with who we want?
So I believe that the there are a few options. I think that the board can either choose between Local Waste or Rumpke. Those are the two that completed the bid. And Mary and Lauren, correct me if I'm wrong on that. Or we can choose not to go into the consortium or accept one of the bids and maintain services as folks see fit to have that.
The company I have now, I only pay $20 a month, so with no contract. So, and I get 365 days, 7 days a week. No taking off for holidays, nothing. And this company was told that you guys had already signed a contract. Bye.
No, we have not signed a contract. The contract expired before I actually took office. The bid process just completed here for the new consortium.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just wondered.
Yeah, thank you. Any other questions or comments?
I don't see any, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Well, at this point, I'm going to open it up to the Board of Trustees. So Trustee Fleshman or Trustee Horn, I'll open it up for discussion and comments from you.
Mr. Chairman, I know I spoke highly on this a lot. I don't have any other comments. I know I
So we tossed around a little more idea to a sway pole to carry it on a little bit. And finally, I got with Mr. Flashman and Mr. Cook, which were my fellow trustees at that time. And I just suggested that we just go ahead and discontinue conversation with them and let it run for the time. And actually, as it ended up that local waste did not raise the rates for actually 2 years. We had no increase from them at all. We didn't have a contract with them, but they continued on with their service. And we the trustees told the township residents that each of them, we had no contract with local or anything, so they could choose their own carrier. They were open to going with their own carrier. Well, a large amount of the township residents decided, me included, that we would keep local waste, because my theory was one thing. Local waste knew the township. They had some experience with it and on. But nonetheless, that was irrelevant at the time because we had no contract at all. But given the fact that the rates were the same, and by and large, I think local did a pretty good job, most of the residents just stayed with local waste. So that's essentially where we are now. But I do know this, that if we come down to doing anything such as signing on with a carrier, that we are going to, they're going to stand firm on who's going to be, make their non-payment folks, who's going to make that good. So that is going to be a major issue, ongoing issue. Now, since everybody has settled down, it's been about 3 years now that we have had the trash hauling contract. And from my perspective, everything has calmed down. Everybody has their own carrier that they choose now. Local waste maintains a lot of their business that they had, and I'm sure there's some other carriers right now. But I know this, that our complaints of trash that comes into the township, and this is the kind of all these things, that used to be a major, major situation with trash complaints and this, that, and the other. But I do know one thing, that our trash complaints have gone down considerably. And we do have the township, we do have some backup service that if someone has a bad problem, we've worked out with the road department and others to take care of the trash problem and go on and bill the property owner for an abundance of trash or that kind of thing. But I guess what I'm saying right now, it's almost like if it's not broke, don't fix it. We have very few complaints now, and I think that the residents that have complaints and everything, they're taking them up with the carrier. And I've really, personally, I used to get an awful lot of calls about trash, but I don't have very many anymore. So that's kind of the story that I have, and I expect if we do make a change or carry on, we'll probably go back to some of the problems we've had, I would imagine. So having said that, that's about all I can prepare for the conversation right now.
Thanks, Ralph.
Thanks. And thanks for everybody calling in too to express their opinion. We appreciate that.
So I'll just offer a few comments here. I definitely hear residents on some of the local waste issues. I've also experienced several of the things that folks have said as well. What I see is almost all the issues that I've seen with local waste, from my end, at least from my perspective, have been since we've been out of contract here, which has, there's no clawback, there's no ability for the township to take action or hold the haulers accountable at the moment, so that if they are not following what the individual says or does, or you know, we as a township can't do anything. I think a contract definitely gives some authority to the township to ensure our residents and property owners are getting the service that they contracted with, because that's, we are the contract. I also, you know, I am worried about the increase in bills over the next 5 years. And I know that a majority of folks currently use local waste, myself included, and that if we don't lock in rates now, whether that be with local waste or with Rumpke, that those will continue to increase, and that we will miss an opportunity to save our residents money. I also am worried about the increase in the number of properties that do not currently have trash. Our non-compliance number has continued to increase since we have gotten out of contract. And I think that increases both the number of trash in the community and dumping, illegal dumping that is happening here. Over the last 2 years, I think many of us have seen, myself included, an increase in trash in the community. And I think that that is partially because of us not having a contract and us not being in compliance. I agree that it is important that the township not be liable, and it sounds like we are in a spot where property owners are going to be liable if they're not on this. And I think that is a change from previous years. I know that Mark and our township have done a really good job over the last year around education about recycling and getting in compliance, having people sign up for trash. I think that this is the next step for us to keep our township both saving money, our residents in the long term, and ensuring that we have some clawbacks and honestly reduce the number of non-compliance here in our township. I think that will be a good thing going forward. That's where I'm at. I know when Joe was on here a couple of weeks ago, he said he wanted us to move on this sooner rather than later. I am inclined to move forward with this. I think that's where I'm at. But I'll see if there are any other comments from the other two trustees. If there's interest in moving forward today or placing this on an agenda at the next general meeting, I'm open to either of those.
Another public meeting before we take it to a vote?
We can take it to a vote at the next general meeting if that's what you'd like. And that would still offer, you know, folks can still continue to offer comments until our next meeting, which would be next Thursday, I believe. Is that what you're inclined to do, John?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I thought that there was going to be two. I was just going to say we shouldn't probably vote if there was going to be another meet to call a town hall meeting or what you would like. But I do believe that the next meeting would be definitely a time that before we vote that we can listen one more time, still put it out there, and then go to a vote, Mr. Chairman, if that's so
okay. Yeah.
Reasonable to you.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. And that means we would have discussed this twice at a general meeting, once at a special meeting, and then we'll have a vote at the next general meeting. So that I think is a pretty robust time frame for residents to reach out and engage in the process. That's obviously almost a month time window that we're looking at there. And I know we've also been talking about this for a while. So if everyone's okay with that, we'll just add it to the next meeting. And if folks have additional questions or comments, to reach out to Mark or the board or through social media. Any other questions or comments from the trustees at the moment?
Well, just one thing. I'd like to add is maybe we could get a little more clarification, I guess, from the two bid carriers there, what they would do relative. I know that they want it's to be made right. They want to collect the money, and I get it. But yet, also putting the township, the residents, you know, the people or residents that are paying the trash bill, and then having them, you know, go using their tax money to shore up a debt is, to me, is asking some of the residents kind of to double pay. And I'd like to have some sort of clarification as to non-payment, that kind of thing. What, in fact, and the way, how would the carriers, I know right now they want to put the burden on the township to collect that money.
Right, Ralph, what,
in other words, they want us to pay if there's, you know, they make the collections, there's $20,000 they don't collect, they want the township to pay them and then turn it in on the owner's property tax. Well, there's no assurance we're ever going to collect that $20,000.
I can help clarify that, because Joe talked about that both at the previous meeting and then another conversation before that. What would happen, this would be a lot like House Bill 50. If a property owner doesn't pay their trash bill, it will be assessed to that property owner's taxes. So it won't be on the burden of the township. It will be on that property owner. Just like if you know, they weren't mowing their yard and we had to go mow it, we would assess that to them. But that would be on the hauler to follow up and do. It would not be a burden of the township or township residents, except for the property owner of that property, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments from the board?
Mr. Chairman, I have one last one. I'd like to thank the audience for taking their time today to listen in and also comment, and also the ones that have called and sent emails to us, their concerns. I greatly appreciate that.
Agreed. I'll echo that. And I also thank Mary and Lauren for joining us and helping answer some questions and helping us with the whole consortium process. With that, we're adjourned, and we'll talk to folks at our next meeting. Appreciate everyone. Hope everyone has a good weekend. Thank you.
Just one minute.